Blog Talk Radio.
So, good evening. This is Frodo the Centrist, your host for tonight. It is the 3rd of December. Christmas just right around the corner. And it's Thursday. Tonight we're going to be talking about something a little different than we're accustomed to. So, we are going to talk about Forex. And this is a stock market podcast. Once again, this is Fernando, aka Frodo Interest. I do have my co-host, Lady D. She's kind of busy, right?
Hello. We are building our business.
Building our business. Just like blocks, like those little blocks of.
Yes. You know, it could take some time, but we are super busy people. And, you know,
right.
I mean, we have a couple businesses on the side. We work full time, but we're also interested in learning how to invest in the stock market. I mean, where do we start? We've been wondering for 4 years.
Well,
and, you know, we joined this company, Trudera, right? Because we want to be able to get the education of how to be able to invest. Because why not? I mean,
why
go in investing blindly if you can actually have the education, right?
Right,
so
exactly.
This is something
clueless about where to start. We're going to be talking, but we actually have a guest for this evening, and his name is Leroy Cobb. I met Leroy Cobb last week, was it 2 weeks ago when we met?
That was actually like less than a week ago,
less than a week
ago. But
he is also a traders enthusiast, just like myself and Lady D. Tonight we're going to tackle ins and outs. Of course, we're all beginners, and we're all just learning how to trade in the Forex market. Not just that, but also in the NASDAQ 100. We have this platform, it's called Trudera, where you can learn all of the ins and outs of the game of the trading and stock market. So
I have a question. I want to learn more about how to get into that. How would they contact you? Or would they have a referral number? Or
well, I can refer them. Yeah, we can. I can refer them. I'll leave the link on the descriptions, and you know, we go from there. But tonight we're just going to learn the very basic. We're going to be talking about, you know, why start trading now. You know, it's not too late to be trading, you know?
No, it's not.
And it's a lot different than the 10 years ago.
I can't believe if we would have started trading 4 years ago when we wanted to. I mean, stock market has reached an all-time high, 30,000. Like,
Yeah. It's not even comparable. You're right. So, yeah, that's what we're going to be talking about. That's why we're here for. We're here to learn.
To learn.
So even though, I mean, some people might be out there more advanced than we are.
Yeah.
You know, but then, you know, they started somewhere.
Yeah, exactly. You know what? This is what I noticed. I noticed that sometimes when people like traders, like not trader, like to trader their country or whatever,
mm-hmm.
but a trader with the D. Not
mm-hmm.
the T, but the trade. They don't really want to give up that information. I don't know why. Like we had a day trader, and we're like, we would like to get into that, and he's like, that's for you. What does that mean? We want to learn.
That's right. Right at the moment, apparently, we get Leroy Cobb on, and you know, just like I said, you know, him and I all. Learning and how to trade in and Trudera, where you can learn the in and out. I mean, they'll show you I mean, from the beginner to intermediate to advanced.
Yeah.
And how you can grab the money. We actually have this group. We belong to this group called Baggage Claimer.
Yeah.
The Baggage Claimer is introduced to me by my good friend from Indiana, Justin. You know, Justin Carter. Justin.
Yeah.
Justin. I get him mixed up. Justin Carter and Justin Whitman. But anyway, he's going on actually like Saturday. We have that confirmed. So he's
okay.
going to be on also. He's a more little. I mean, it's advanced,
yeah. He started
more advanced than I do.
He started before we did, and you know, the thing is, like when you're making money, no matter how much money you're making, some people just don't want to put in the work. There is a little work with this. I mean, you have to be willing to learn.
Well, that's
right.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, like with anything, if you're going to college, you have to do tests.
So here's the deal.
You have to practice.
With a lot of information out there, you know, Google and everything, even just the word Forex can be like really intimidating some people.
Oh.
You know, they get intimidated. So, well, with that, we're going to be talking to, we have Leroy on, and I think he's on he's waiting right now. So, welcome aboard, Leroy Cobb.
Hey, what's going on? What's going on, my guy? How are you?
I'm good. I'm doing good. You know how it goes? Just you know, chilling like a villain.
Hey, another day in the life of 2020, right? Of this mad
That's
world
right.
we're living in right now, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, can hardly wait to get over it. That's what we got, like, what, 27 days until New Year's 2021. Can't wait to get
Absolutely.
Over it.
Yeah, man, it's been a crazy year, man, and the fact that it's been this crazy in 2020. It's only going to get better in 2021. That's how I'm kind of looking at it, man.
I sure hope so. I sure hope so, man.
I think you're right. Yeah. A lot of people that they lost their job, that they thought it was secure, and all of a sudden they're out of work. I think a lot of them thinking, like, how can I make money on the side? So if I do go back to work, I still have a backup plan instead of being like the rug pulled out from underneath them, you know?
Sure. Yes, and there's plenty of ways to do it out here, and I'm, you know, glad to be a part of this topic tonight that you got going on, man.
Yeah. So we're gonna be talking about the stock market, you know, particularly the forex market. Now, I know I'm just a beginner when it comes to that. I'm just learning. You know, I have a demo account on Tradera. I'm not Tradera, but MetaTrader. Going up on Tradera, you know, and watching all those videos in there. I mean, Tradera alone, man, it's some patterns. I mean, let me tell you this. If you don't have a guidance, you know, you can get lost, especially with the Forex world, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And Tradera is just a guidance to guide you where you need to be at, you know, where you learn the ins and outs, you know what I mean? So let me ask you this: Where are you at? Are you you are right in the beginning, or are you a beginner, or are you advanced?
So this is my thing, man. So I started in June of this year.
Okay.
June 1st to be exact. So it's been about 5 months, if that, 5-6 months, and
right.
I'm still to the point where now I'm just like kind of finding my own lane in this whole Forex thing, to be honest, man. And I finally found a lane to call my own, and I'm kind of, you know, getting to the point where things are clicking now. So it's like before I was kind of working a lot, and it was kind of, you know, blocking the way of me learning this educational platform. So with that being said, once I freed up space, it's like now every day I'm just plugged in 30 minutes in the morning, 30 minutes in the evening. And it makes a huge difference, man. It's just, you know, like you said earlier, there's people that, you know, come into your life along the way, especially with this Tradera thing, man. And it's just like, wow, just seeing everybody want to win. Not anybody in this group is selfish, man. And it's just like, it's a beautiful thing to see people want to win and, you know, teach other people the things they know.
Exactly, and a lot of people don't see that, man. They just, you know, they see like I don't know. They have, you know, they have tunnel vision, you know. And when I explain to them that, you know, you can make money at $35 to, like, I mean, I see people making $500 to $1,000 a day, just doing this, just nuts. You know, I mean, they don't understand that. They don't want to put any investment or time investment into it. You know, and let me sure. let me ask you this: when it comes to products, where do you see yourself though? Like, let's say 2 years from now, 2-3 years.
3 years from now, man.
Yeah.
sitting on somebody's yacht, man. You know, just soaking up the luxury, man. It's more of a thing where, you know, I was introduced to this in June, and I had no clue about Forex. I had no clue what it was. I always was the type to, you know, want to do my research and find ways to be like, okay, well, if this works for me and this works for him, it's a surefire thing, man. So it's more about finding your own lane in it and, you know, kind of just carving it out yourself and learning in your own way. There's no time limit to Forex, to trading.
Right.
I've seen people like myself that are kind of slow learners. And, you know, like I said, I'm sometimes more of a visual learner. Sometimes I'm more of like a, okay, well, let me do it this way and see if this works type of learner. But I see the growth in so many people in this group we have, man. And it's just like, man, and we learn off each other. That's what's so beautiful about it, man. It's like, I might know one thing more than another person, but that doesn't make me better at it. It's just more so me, focusing on this one thing as opposed to you focusing on this thing. And then it's like, okay, well, you might know something that I don't. And then we're passing off information to each other. And it's, you know, it's nothing but greatness from there, man.
Yeah, that's good. And it's good to be part of a group rather than doing it on your own. You know, I agree with that.
Right. So this group, you belong to a group called Baggage Claimer, right?
For sure.
Yeah. And actually, Earl is going to be on tomorrow night. I'll have him on. We'll talk about the, you know, same thing we're talking about. Also, Justin will have on. Will be on Saturday. So we're going to try to pick their brains.
Absolutely. And shout out to Earl. I know I was talking about getting in June. He's actually the guy that got me into Forex. So shout out to Earl, man.
Disclaimers and base in. South Bend, Indiana. We were there last week. The group will educate you. You know, this is what I like about the group, and we are all plugged in and everything. You know, and it teaches you how to run the demo. You know, don't be scared. He'll teach you in and out. I mean, I learned from that just because we were late. We came in late.
Yeah.
We're like,
right.
We got messed up with that time zone thing,
yeah,
man.
Yeah.
We thought it was gonna be like six. So anyway,
but you're an hour behind, correct?
Yeah.
For
so
sure,
when we got
sure.
there, you know, it was just an hour or so. But within that an hour and about like what, 5 minutes?
Yeah.
Something like that. And I learned a lot. I mean,
yeah.
Like
the W's
and the lines and how it works, how it fluctuates, and you know. And that's the key. When you want to get into, you know, looking into Forex, you know, Tradera is your, you know, is the vehicle. And, you know, group is the one that's going to steer you into to the right directions, you know. So, you know, those are living out there that don't have no clue, especially the beginners. Like, you know, I have a person was actually telling me that Forex is MLM. I was like, no, Forex is a market. I didn't like tell.
Right.
It is not nothing about MLM. And I was like, Forex is a market. It's you know. So anyway, but there are a lot of preconceived notions out there when it comes to, you know, they hear word and they don't, you know, they all of a sudden they just, you know, they made up premise. This is what it is. You know
sure,
what I mean?
And there's a lot of people. There's a lot of people, man, that are going to be really skeptical towards it. As a human being, man, we're skeptical towards things that we know nothing about. So our natural instinct is to just, you know, kind of push it away
until
you see proof of someone doing successful or, you know, someone talking about all the success they've come across in the Forex market. So it's just, you know, certain people are going to gravitate right towards it, and certain people are going to be like, oh, well, let me kind of just play the back lane a little bit and, you know, see where it goes and see if other people can be successful before I jump in. So
exactly. Yes. Yeah. Especially this social media era, you know, a lot of people just like watching you.
Yeah.
You know, they're watching, are you going to succeed or are you going to fail? You know, they're not doing anything. They're watching you.
But the thing is, like, when they're watching you, like, there's a lot of people that get into someone like this, like, early, right? And they make a lot of money. And then those people that watch you, they're like, when you succeed, I'll do it. But then they don't do it because they don't want in the work.
you have to put in the work. You have to.
Because it's like almost like a school program. But when you like, and or if you're like, oh, I don't have that $99 a month for the education. But if you think about it, first of all, you could talk to your tax consultant, but it would be a tax write-off. But how many people like go to college, spend $100,000, and then they come out with a degree, cannot get a job? I mean, could you imagine if like took that and learn, like paid $99 a month for a year, and then you got that education? Of course, you want to like keep getting an education, but I mean, and then you're making $50,000 or $100,000 or even $20,000, like in a couple years, you know, in your part time. Wouldn't that be worth it? Because you're not in debt for going to college.
At that point, $100 isn't even thought about.
Exactly. They're like, oh, I'll just take out a loan. But when it comes to like investing in some type of business or education like that can actually benefit you long term, they're like, it's all up, their priorities are messed up.
Right. So some people out there listening is a why trade forex instead of stocks. Let me go through a little bit of why you need to be trading in forex instead of stocks. First of all, it says the world's largest market. You know, I mean, it's open 24/7. Wouldn't you agree, Leroy?
Absolutely. I think with the stock market, you have 8 to 5, right? And that's that's New York time. With Forex, it's 24/5 pretty much. So you got from Sunday to Friday, I believe, where it's just 24/7 because there's different time zones. So.
It's more than what is a $5 trillion worth of currency per day. That's according to the international settlement,
crazy,
you know, the BIS. Trading alone, it averaged $5.1 trillion. That was back in 2016 or something like that. But it's, you know, it grew. It's like it's a large market. And it's also 24-hour, you know, availability, like you said.
The numbers speak for itself, man. Trillions, not millions, not billions, trillions.
Trillions. Exactly.
Crazy.
A little bit more zeros. So what we're just looking at is, because when people they hear like investment, right? They hear investment. They think, oh, the investment is like, I'm going to get that one. When I retire, or when I do this, when I do that, when I'm old. No, man, it's like investments, like here in Forex, like things that we do. Well, this is what I caught my eye. It's the little nuggets, you know, the little bag, the little things that we eat. That's what Earl said. You know, that's the things that we eat in the table. You know, $85, $100 there, $200 there. You know what I mean? There's people there that they're doing that for like, what is that, $8 to $1,000 a day. I mean,
matters of hours, man. It's like it's
matter
crazy
of hours.
Just the money that people make, and it's like I said, it's a thing where you have to see it to kind of believe it in a way, man. It's just like, okay, if he's doing this, he's making this much, I can definitely make that. But you also have to have, like you said, people behind you, and you got to have that confidence to even just take that leap of faith and jump for it, man. You know, it's there for everybody.
And the group will help you steer, man. And it's like
Todera.
I've seen it. And look at Todera, you know, like what they have in there. Todera is a vehicle that can get you there. The group, it's like we belong to, like the, you know, the baggage claimer, you know, with our leader or senior leaders,
hey.
So, what you call them, Earl and Justin, you know, they're the ones going to steer you into the right path when it comes to that, you know, trading, you know.
Yeah, shout out to them, man. Definitely.
Yeah,
definitely.
Shout out
hey,
to
there is the car, the group is the oil, the gasoline, all the stuff that goes into the car that keeps it moving, man. For sure.
Exactly.
So,
I mean, just like I said, you know, with this all the information superhighway out there, they can just, you know, put it in Google, put it on YouTube, anything like that. They find out what's Forex is all about. But without someone steering you into the right path, you're not gonna get there. You know what I mean?
Nobody gets successful by themselves, man. No one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the extra push is beautiful. The extra push is always beautiful, man. You know?
Exactly. So, yeah. So what do you do actually for work? What are you using?
Well, see, now I'm more so I was recently working at a place called WellPet. Doing things there. I was bulk receiving there, which is, you know, receiving the ingredients in this, that, and the other. But my thing is, man, to be completely honest, I wasn't working for somebody else. It wasn't for me anymore, to be honest with you, man. And I'm doing the self-employed road now, man. And it's just more so where I'm doing this Forex thing. And, you know, there's a couple other things I got going on, but I was just more so to the point where I'm like, dude, I want to make my own hours. I want to be successful in this thing and push forward, not only for myself, but for my family. And that was my main motivation, man. It was just like, I got too much on my plate to, you know, sit around and, you know, keep going to a job where I'm like, okay, well, I make this much, blah, blah, blah. And that's fine. But if I can have the financial freedom and do this on my own and be self-employed and be pushed towards my family's generational wealth and success and this and that, I was all for it. So this was a big door opener for me, man.
Yeah, that's good. It's like, that's good that you brought that up. Like, if you're able to make, like, if you're making, like, for example, $10 an hour and after taxes, you're making $60 a day working, and you're able to, like, feed $100 a day on average, you know, doing Forex, it only makes sense to do that. You know, in your part time from home, so you spend more time with your family, because, you know, you can't, once your kids grow up, you know, I mean, I know that people have to work and stuff like that sometimes, but if you have a choice, it's, I mean, you can't really, like, get back that time with your kids if you're working all the time.
Exactly. And I agree 100% for sure.
Yeah, that's the same, you know, just like a lot of people out there don't have plan B or plan C. You know, it's like what happened to, you know, COVID. You know, a lot of people got hit. A lot of people, you know, they don't know where to go. They have that
for
plan B or even plan C. You know, you got to have plan C and B, you know, in order to you know, survive in this type of economy, you know. But, yeah, so that's good, man. It's, you know, Leroy, that's good. It's good to hear, man. It's good to hear your story and why you're doing this or why you want to do this. You know, not a lot of people that have the same mentality just like you. You know, they've been blind. You know,
they think
the work or job's going to be there for the rest of their lives.
and sadly to say, it's not, man. In the time we live in, it's just like, it's scary to say, man. It's like, you can wake up one day and have a job, and the next day it's over with. And it's like,
And regardless of the White House,
what do you do? What's your backup? What's your backup plan, like you said? So it's out here, man. It's just, I saw it as an opportunity, to be honest, man. It was just more so like, I'm more of like an optimistic person. So I'm just like, forget all the negative stuff that's going on. What's the positive that could happen right now, to where when 2021 comes around, I'm not even worried about 2020 anymore. I'm focused on this year and building above, you know? So.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You know?
Yeah. Like with us, like, I mean, there's a lot of things that happened to us, our family personally, and, you know, 2020. But towards the end of 2020, like in December, was my birthday, and I told Fernando, enough is enough. This is what I want. You know, we started another business because I one thing I knew it helped me with my health, and then with everything happened with our family. And Brittany's like, oh, I'm going to, like, talk to Justin. And that's actually how we got, you know, like, we've been talking back and forth for years. But he told Fernando about Forex. And I was like, okay. You know, I know Fernando's been wanting to learn how to trade for, like, many years now. And earlier, I don't know, I think you missed it, but earlier I was saying, like, how a lot of traders that do trading, they want it to be a secret for some reason. You know, like, we were talking to Xavier, he was telling us he made like $30,000 in one day, not every day, but he said in that he made like $30,000, but then he also lose money and stuff like that. We said, oh, we'd love to talk to you about that and learn how to trade. And he's like, oh, that's not for you.
I think he's a little bit of a little on the edge of Nick. I remember him. Yeah, he's not all there.
hey, those over there though, this the type of people that want to motivate you and push you, that you want to be around, man. So it was good that he got weeded out, man.
Because
yeah.
You know, we're trying to give him, like, you know, we do it, you do it, you know, and
yeah.
all that, and he was just like, nah, you guys not gonna survive.
Hey,
yeah.
we'll see where he is in a year, and see where you guys are in a year. Let's put that on the table.
Yeah, I know. That's what I really like about this Trudera. It's like it really shows you how to do it. You know.
Right.
Absolutely.
So,
and like I said, everybody has their own method. Everybody has their own method to do it. Different ways to do it, and it's great to just see, like, people, you know, not even being selfish and just like in the group chat. Just for example, hey, if you guys didn't know about this, you know, this might pop up. Or if somebody knows about this, this might pop up. So there's so many different opportunities within the group that,
right.
you know, why not try it out? So.
Yeah. So like, if you don't mind sharing, when you find that you're making more money, is it like in the middle of the night, or is it like early morning, mid-afternoon?
So I've been trying to do one currency at a time, to be honest with you. So I, like I said, I'm just now to the point where I'm like super comfortable with, you know, certain things, like being able to go over the news every morning, or being able to, you know, mark up a chart, that and the other. But now I'm to the point now where I just like focus on one currency at a time. So with me saying earlier, with different sessions and different parts of the world being incorporated with Forex, there's really certain times that you can jump into the market and make more, and as opposed to others. So the New York market is, I want to say, 8 to 5, which is the U.S. pairs, this, that. I think there's a London market, which is 3 p.m. to 12 a.m. And then there's the Tokyo session that's like 7 p.m. to 4 a.m. So there's different times that you can jump in and out, and, you know, as how we would say, secure the bag, as opposed to times where you could just be sitting there where it could be days for a trade to go the way you want it to. And it could be hours on another day where, you know, you secure the bag and get out and just take your profit. So it all depends on how you trade as well, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, like when you get in and where you, for those people that don't know what we're talking about, like, there's like a stop and a stop loss
and take profit.
Yeah, that's what's so you know, cool and really essential the Trudera, actually, that it tells you, it gives you the guidelines and where you know where you can do stop loss and take profit.
Yeah.
You know? Especially on the,
nobody wants to lose thousands of dollars. Nobody.
Right. Exactly.
Or hundreds, or even hundreds. We'll put it down to hundreds. So that's still a lot of money.
that's a lot of money. Yeah. And then, I'm actually subscribed into the alerts. I don't know if you tried that in Trudera. One of the cool things, and you can set the alert. You can download a telegram in there, a firm alert. And tells you, you know, tells you the you know, when you know, certain bidding or certain trades going on, you know, like New Zealand and U.S. dollar, for example, and then tell you where you can stop loss and take profit, you know.
Gives you entry points and all of that, too. So yeah. it's there for you. It's but and like you said, that helps a lot. But with plugging in the education on a daily and, you know, learning the consistency of certain pairs and things like that, when you look at things they've given you, just like giving you right there, I usually just plug in what I've learned marking up charts and this and that, and I kind of compare, like, if I were to just be on a clean slate and not have even seen that alert, where would I put my, you know, my stop loss? Where would I put my take profits if it were a buy or sell? And then it kind of gives you a different perspective of it, like how they got those numbers, you know?
Right, yeah. Because by just looking at the charts, by looking at the, you know, the graphs, and, you know, that's why the group is telling us, was teaching us what to look for.
Yeah.
You know, like the M's and the W's, where to set your parameters and all that. And really, I mean, this is...
Yeah, I think it's really nice how, like, yeah, that, like, if you went to super something like that and you were trading in the middle of the night and it was about to dip, oh, your stop, it pulls you out. So you're not losing a lot of money wasting strain.
Absolutely. Because nobody can sit and watch their phone all day and night. I mean, some people can, but if you the great thing about that stop loss pulling you out if you're, you know, going in the wrong direction of the trade. So it's always good to, you know, set that and make sure you don't lose more money than you want to, because nobody wants to lose money, but losing less is better than losing more.
Exactly.
And that's the goal. I mean, that's the key thing. The goal is, like, when it comes to daily trading, just like we do, it's to, you know, take as much profit as we can, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, so what if you take, like, $100, take $100, you know, $80, $200, and whatnot? That's, like, what is that? Daily wage, yeah, like about $10 an hour or so.
Right.
Yeah, half the taxes.
You know,
like, you know, with our eBay sales, like, we're thankful even if we make $5.
Right.
Come on,
eBay. Yeah.
We have to take
getting in the blue. Getting in the blue, as we would say, getting in the blue. But see, I always look at this, man. Like I said, I'm a real positive person when it comes down to it. So I don't know if you guys are caught in the group or not, but I always say, like, looking at losses, it's not a loss, it's a lesson. So it's more of like a learning experience, you know,
as opposed
to looking
at,
like, oh, yeah, I'm winning all the time. There's going to be some losses, but at the same time, a loss is just a lesson. It's just teaching you, like, hey, maybe I did something wrong on this loss, and I gotta switch it up and do something different the next time. So,
yeah, and that goes back to, like, talking about, like, college education, you know. People don't, like, blink an eye when, like, take out 100, like, and then you lost, like, $200 or $500 in the stock, in Forex, you know. And then, yeah, like you said, it's like a lesson. It's like, hey, what did I learn now? How do I prevent it?
Right. For sure.
That's the thing. But hey, anyway, so are you going to stay a little bit or?
Oh yeah, I'm here, man. I'm here to talk, man. I'm listening. I'm learning stuff from you guys, and I'm hoping I'm giving good information for the people out there listening, as well as you two as well.
All right. Let me get about 2 minute break here in just a little bit, and we'll be back. Once again, this is Frodo the Centrist with my co-host, Lady D. We have a guest host tonight, Leroy Cobb from Indiana.
Yes, sir.
So we'll be back in just about 2 minutes.
Yes, sir.
Isotonics, the world's most advanced nutraceutical taken orally. Isotonics refers to the form by which the supplement is delivered into your body. Isotonic means having the same fluid pressure as body fluid. This all-natural delivery method reduces the time it takes for your body to absorb the nutrients. Normally, when you ingest a daily vitamin or nutritional supplement tablet, your body must work up to 4 hours digesting and absorbing the vitamins and nutrients. During this lengthy breakdown process, a percentage of the nutritive value is lost. But because Isotonics products are powders, the fillers, binders, coatings, and lubricants that are common to tablet manufacturing are not necessary. And the inactive natural ingredients and flavorings also make the product taste great. Faster and more efficient absorption into the bloodstream increases the value of taking nutritional supplements. Always follow the directions on the label when taking any nutritional supplement. Isotonic products become isotonic when mixed with the appropriate amount of water. You simply mix the product, stir, and drink. It's that easy. Isotonics.
All right, we're back again. This is Photo Centrist on the Blog Talk Radio. It's 9:06. We're going to continue talking about the Forum Stock Market Podcast. I do have our guest for tonight. Are you on the other line? Sorry, man, I dropped you earlier.
Oh, it's cool, man. When you told me you wanted to take a break, man, I just clicked off the phone, man, and I thought it was going to set a 2-minute timer or something, man.
We're all newbies when it comes to this. But once again, this is Photo Centrist and my co-host, Lady D. So we get left though. We're talking about how you got into Forex and, you know, what its future like. Let's get into your pairs. Can you tell me more about the word pairs on the Forex?
Oh, so pairs, yeah. Well, so there's pairs in Forex when it comes to stocks. It's more so like trading popular items, a Tesla, Amazon, this, that.
Yeah.
When it comes to Forex, you're actually trading pairs. So it could be the US dollar to the euro, it could be the British pound to Japanese yen, it could be, like I said earlier, there's different time zones, so there's endless amounts of pairs you can pretty much have, U.S. dollar being the most popular, I would say.
Yeah. So what's your favorite pair, you might have asked?
right now, I'm kind of, like I said, I'm kind of learning pairs at the moment. So I've been doing the U.S. dollar and the Japanese yen. That's been my go-to one right there. Kind of a slow volatility as opposed to like others like gold and other different pairs. But, and when I say volatility, that just means the speed of the market, how fast the market's going up and down. Something slow I could learn. And it's actually the second best pair to trade at the moment. As I was doing my research, it's pretty, like I said, it's not too volatile, but it's kind of slow enough to where you can learn it, you know?
Yeah. Right. I was looking at the demo earlier too, man, and the euro and US dollar pair.
Mm-hmm.
That's a pretty fast moving pair I've seen compared to the one you have.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So,
and that's where you gotta do your research, man. It's like, man, you could be up, $5-$10 at one point, and then you go off and do daddy duties or do something, and you put your phone down, and it's like, man, you could be down $100 in the next 2-3 minutes. So it's
exactly.
It's super volatile on certain ones, man, for sure.
Yeah, that's why real crucial to your stop loss. You know, your graph, to set your parameters, you know, so you can be guided when, you know, if there's a huge dip, you know, you don't lose a lot, you know. That's what Tradera and our group is actually teaching us how, where and how, you know.
That's a beautiful thing.
That's a beautiful thing, man. You know, like I said, without the group, without the Tradera thing, I don't even know where to start. I'm actually on YouTube, but again, they're scattered all over the place, you know.
Right, like they all have their differing opinions.
Yeah.
And like I'm still lost. Where do I start?
Exactly.
They drop a lot of gems in our group. They drop a lot of gems for sure, man.
Yeah, those nuggets.
Yeah, that's good. Like, because, you know, someone, I was talking to someone about investing, and they invested in the crypto market, and they were pretty upset because they said it's something on the message board that they'll tell you to, like, to buy, and then, or sell so that they can buy low or something like that. And they said they lost a lot of money. But I'm like, I don't think this is the same.
No.
It's like, and then he mentioned something about, I was like, I wanted to approach him so he could come to the tournament, but he was so upset like that. I was like, okay, then I
asked. Well, let me tell you this. There's a lot of scammers out there. There's a lot of money that went down drain when mm-hmm. it comes to Forex and promising people.
Yeah.
Promising people like, you know, you're going to get a lot of, you're going to be a millionaire and all that stuff, mm-hmm. investing in this and this and that. But there, you know, there. So there's a lot of upset people out there.
Yeah. So like, what would if people were listening to us that were that for Frodo the Centrist or Leroy, what would you tell them, like Trudera apart from those scammers? Like, you know,
oh, it's
like,
it's just more like genuine to me. Like I can kind of get a sense of people like off the bat, like how it's gonna be, how it's gonna go, and to mm-hmm. still be in Trudera from June till now and still want to learn and, you know, progress and get better, that's good enough for me. Like, it's just, like I said, more so just people not want to be selfish. Just, of course, you want to make money for yourself and secure
yeah.
the bag for yourself and family or whatever. But
mm-hmm.
helping others and guiding other people along the way, that's just as great to me, you know, to,
yep.
to see that continuation keep going. So. That's what got me going. And that's for anybody that is skeptical of Forex or this or that. Try it out. You got to try something to know, you know, to know if you like it or not. But you, mm-hmm. you can't sit up there and say, oh, I'm not a fan of Forex and I've done my research and this, that. Try it. You got to try it out first.
Yeah, exactly. When they're research is like, you know, they always have just negative thoughts and negative connotations, negative things about Forex, and when they do a research, what, you know, what they look for? Negative things about Forex.
Oh, okay.
There's always that, for sure. That's going to stand out like a sore thumb, man.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And they feed themselves with those, you know, just trying to prove you that you're wrong.
Oh, I have, like how we, Frodo the Centrist used to really, his job used to be SEO, search engine optimization. Didn't like Google and that wasn't like part of the thing is like you have to have a little negativity in order to get to the top. Like you have to have like your, even your title of your article or blog has to have like some kind of connotation.
Some kind of
like,
controversy. Like, yeah.
Oh, no. She's talking about like news and when you put out blogs out there, you know, the more, I think the percentage of click on the negative things,
clickbait.
That's not clickbait. The negative things are higher than the positive things. So let's say
they want to see more negative than positive.
Right. Let's say the typhoon.
Sure.
Right? And it's like typhoon is only like, what is that, like category one. You know? And in order for them to get click, they'll say typhoon's coming might be up to category four. You know, it's not news, but it's not fake news, but it is. So you get more click on those, and mm-hmm. people are gonna be like, what do you mean it's gonna be a category? It might be category four.
Yeah.
Of course, all typhoon might be category four.
Right. It's still a typhoon at the end of the day.
Yeah, at the end of the day, it's typhoon. So it's just those negativity that's put out there. So when people says, I want, you know. They decided to like they want to trade, and they don't know where to go. They do a research,
mm-hmm.
and they fall into that trap.
Oh,
you know, they
okay.
fall into like the you know that the multi-level marketing, you know, Forex invaded Forex market and everything like that. A lot of companies went down the drain trying to con people to come to Forex and all that. So they think they put all this Forex market into a, you know, basket. So
okay.
when we approach them, it's like, what do you think about Forex? They hear the negative.
Yeah, because until the other day, I never even heard of Forex being MLM.
Right. So,
right.
Well, this is why we need to be here you know, to set them straight.
Yeah.
Just like that person, when I asked that person, what do you think about Forex? This is that. I'm like, no, wait. Forex is a market.
Yeah.
Okay, you can't say NASDAQ is this, because
yeah.
NASDAQ 100, 500, NASDAQ is, you know, 100, NAS 100, we call them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a market. It's not.
Yeah, they call that they can't call that a multi-level marketing.
Or anything like that. So, Leroy, what do you think, what do you like the most when it comes to Forex trading, man?
As we've been talking about, just the learning portion of it, man. It's the making money is a beautiful thing. That's going to come. That's going to come down
mm-hmm.
the line for anybody. But the learning and consistent learning of it, it's great
yeah.
because there's so many different categories that, you know, you can jump onto, from you being a beginner and not knowing what Forex is, and, you know, just getting the basics, the terminology, the what are pips, what are this, what are that, stuff like that. And then you go into the advanced, where it's kind of showing you how to get into the market, where to place buys, where to place sales, where to put your stop loss, where to put your take profit. And it kind of just guides you in a way where you not only want to learn, but you want to keep learning.
Exactly. And it's 30 minutes to like 30 minutes morning, 30 minutes at night, or like an hour a day. I mean, for the time and investment, it will pay off, you know, in the long run. Would you agree?
And there's different, absolutely. And there's different aspects of it too. Like how you said 30 in the morning, 30 in the evening.
Mm-hmm.
There, it could be an example where you're just watching the news for 30 minutes. That's 30 minutes in the morning of you getting education and knowing something you didn't know before that 30 minutes hit.
Right.
And then it could be 30 minutes in the afternoon where you're like, okay, well, I kind of want to go into more in depth of it and, you know, learn about support and resistance, or learn about, you know, trend identification, where
right.
that's another 30. And you're just like, okay, well, before that 30 minutes, I didn't know this much. And you just keep going with it, man. You can't stop. You gotta keep going.
You gotta feed them. You gotta feed your brain with this thing, instead of that. You know, I mean, you can watch wrestling of, you know, soap opera or something like that. You can do that, but I'm saying you have to balance. You know, put some good things in your brain once in a while.
Yeah.
You know, learn how to train. That's what I tell people. You know, they're like, oh, I watch sports. I'm like, what else do you do after that? I go to school. I'm like, come on, man, read something that would, you know, that would feed your brain, feed your mind, you know, something like that. So,
spark the brain.
Yeah. So what's your predictions on 2021, man? I know that you touched on that earlier. You know, when it comes to Forex, what's your prediction?
For myself personally, or just in general?
Well, you know, in general.
In general, I don't see Forex going anywhere, to be honest, man. It's a market it's like the stock market, man. If the stock market crashes, people are going to panic, this, that, the other. Forex, this is a worldwide thing, man. And unless the internet goes down, and God forbid it happening, but unless the internet goes down, Forex is not going anywhere, man. It's a thing where, like I said, you can learn it. You can learn it if you have a 12-hour job where you're working 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. and coming home and getting a couple hours in of it, or you could learn it if, you know, you're self-employed like myself and other people, where you have plenty of time to do it, and,
mm-hmm.
you know, there's no excuse for it. It's no excuse if you have a job, or if you don't have a job, it's going to be here for a long time. So.
Yeah, because like Leroy said, that, you know, Forex has been here for a long time. I mean, it went through all, when did that, what year that started? Like,
no, I don't
Forex,
know, but
like
what year?
I'm trying to think if, like, if on the text forum,
if it
asked about, I know it asked if you made any money in crypto. It might have even said Forex. So it's like,
yeah.
It's been a long, I don't remember it being on last year's tax form, but this year when we filed taxes for last year, I remember it asked that question.
Oh, it's right here. The foreign exchange market is also called Forex, was created in 1971.
What?
Really? I was looking as you were saying, I'm like, man, let me look this up, man. 1971. Hey, it's been around for as long as stocks, man. Definitely. So
wow.
People have been thinking about Forex for a long time, man.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Gold trading, actually, is way back, man. It's like in a 1500 BC. Gold trading. People were trading gold back then. Wow.
But you know what's crazy? Like, a lot of people, and not to cut you off, but a lot of people think of Forex, and they're like, okay, Forex, I've never heard of that. But if you're a person that travels or goes out of the country or does this or that, you're really, you know, when you go overseas, you can't take the U.S. dollar. You have to trade it for another currency to match what they have. So if people do it and don't even know they do it, you know?
Yeah.
Exactly. Just like we went to the Philippines. We actually stayed there for 2 years from 2013 through 2015. The pesos over there was, you know,
When we first got there, the peso was about 30, between 38 and 39 pesos per dollar. We were leaving, there were about, I think, 43 pesos per dollar. When Trump got to be president, it went up to 50 pesos per dollar. So they got like a big bump. When we were there, we were making about $500 a month, and like groceries was like, you know, pretty expensive.
For sure.
So now out of the Philippines.
It would have been nice if it would have been 50 when we were there.
Yeah. It's not, I don't think it's even in there. I think the Philippine peso, was that in there? I didn't see it.
That's a good question.
Yeah. We don't have a strong economy.
For it to go from that price to that price, that says something right there, though.
Someone got big money out of it. Maybe
we'll figure it out.
But it plays a part. It's like Forex, man. It's like the news and all the other resources we have around. They play a huge part in the Forex market. So that's why the research is definitely and the consistency is definitely something you got to do.
Huh.
Yeah.
Anything can change. Anything, good or bad.
Right.
And also, I wonder if it has to do with politics over there, because Trump is Republican, right? It's like 50 pesos per dollar. When Bush was president, I was pregnant with our fourth child, and it also 50 pesos per dollar. When Obama was president, it went down. Maybe someday I'll figure it out.
That means they have a strong economy.
Oh,
the Philippines.
So they had a strong economy for 8 years.
Right.
Okay.
So
maybe it has to, maybe it's a coincidence to do with their president.
Well, okay, I'll take that back. It doesn't mean they have a strong economy. It means their currency is stronger.
Okay. Yeah,
exactly.
A lot of jobs were created during that time too.
Yeah.
From 2004 to 2013.
Right.
When we went there, it was like, yeah.
Huh. I'm gonna have to look it up and see if I can make money on that.
Yeah.
There it is. Hey, see? Another opportunity right there. While we're alive, man.
I'm gonna have to look up some Filipino pesos, make me some dollar.
Call up our family.
Hey, if the people listening aren't motivated by this right here, I don't know what else will, man.
I don't know. They're like a rock or something. But
let's see if we're gonna make it.
So if you guys listening out there, if you know Leroy, you know, on Facebook or you know, Google him or whatever, if you're from Indiana, Leroy Cobb, look him up, man. You know, with him. If you wanna do Forex, if you wanna look at how Forex works, Leroy will hook you up.
Yeah.
Hey, I appreciate that, man, and vice versa, man. Like you said earlier, we all learn together, man. So it's I'm no professional at it yet, but you know, if I could pass along the information to anybody else, and you know, help somebody else, you know, get financially right, or you know, get that next step in life to where they evolve, that's cool with me as well, man. I'm not a selfish guy at all, so you know, the support is there regardless.
Yeah, exactly. And you don't have to be, I mean, any age. If you're 18, 21, 25, 31, I mean, you can start.
Even
70 start
years
young.
Old.
Huh?
70 years old, even.
70 years old, yeah. You got some time.
90 years old.
Hey, as long as we can see and use our hands, why not?
Yeah. I mean, I see about 80, 85 years old that has Facebook, that knows how to post things.
Still making that Forex money, man, while we sitting around doing nothing, watching TV and stuff, man. Come on.
Yeah, exactly. Give them something else to do, you know?
I think about it this way, too. I look at it like, if I would have knew about this in high school, oh my God. Like,
oh, man. Yeah, don't get me started on that. I would have known that, like, back in the day.
Oh, man, why wasn't this ever taught in high school? And why is it still not taught in school is my question.
Well, see, the thing is, you know, you and I don't know how old you are, but I'm 46 years old, right? We go through that.
Yeah, and I'm 33. Just hit 33.
Okay. We go through that stages, right? Like, you know, when I was, you know, high school, I didn't think about, like, you know, the future or anything like that, you know? All I thought, thinking about is, like, you know, hanging out with girls and, you know, smoking dope or something, you know? It's like we go through
all the wrong things, but now it's like, shit, it's there. It's there for us, man. It's there.
You get wise. You get wise, you know, as you grow old. And
absolutely.
That's what it's a God-given opportunity for us to, you know, to change. To, you know, we still have time. You know, it's a blessing, you know. Because if I would have known this when I was in high school, I'd probably be billionaire now, you know. I mean, I would have never met my wife.
Easy.
Because I met my wife at the delivery when I was delivering pizza. I was 22 years old, so I would have never met her when I was.
Hey, but I'm gonna just do the cricket sounds over here, man. I'm gonna just keep my mouth shut on that one, man.
What I'm saying, if I was a millionaire back then, I would
have been
hungry for pizza. Came in and see me.
Oh, that's
there you go. Heard that. And almost 2 decades later, man, we got a beautiful thing between the two of y'all, man. So it's cool. It worked out.
It all worked out. It all worked out.
Just got to keep positive, you know.
Right.
Positive.
Absolutely. And put that energy into somebody else. You know, you never know the situation anybody else is in. We know what the situations ourselves are in, but you know, you can't just look at somebody and think about, oh, he's got a good thing going because of this, or got a bad thing going because of that. Just give that energy to somebody else, and you know, that motivation to make somebody else do better in life. You know.
Yep.
Amen to that.
That's
exactly.
Right.
And also, like, you know, because there's so many what I call them zombies out there. You know, they're walking dead. You know, I mean, they have no, they're stuck in the rut. They're stuck when, you know, they have no future. Or they have nothing, you know, they're so negative all the time, you know. You know, once you share this thing to them, you know, it kind of breathes life to them, you know.
Yeah.
Because there's
hope.
Right.
Hope.
It gives them hope. It gives them hope, and it gives them the opportunity to, you know, to share things with other people, you know.
Yeah.
It's like Peter is saying.
Yep.
You know.
Right.
It's about, it's not like, you know, enriching yourself, but it's also sharing that. Share that to people. So, all right, I'm going to give you last word, Leroy, man. We got about 4 seconds. So what do you got to say?
Okay, man, just appreciate the time y'all took to, you know, even bring me as a guest on this show, man. And I wish for nothing but success to y'all, man, definitely. And if you want to, you know, like Fernando said, if you want to find me, Leroy Cobb on Facebook, Instagram is Loud Talk Leroy, YouTube. I'm on all platforms, man. I do a little dabble in a little bit of everything, but I just want to keep pushing people forward, man, and you know, motivating people. So,
all right, so that's it for tonight, man. We have a lot of stuff to pack. Then we'll do this again, Leroy. Definitely,
man. Appreciate y'all once again, man. Definitely, thank you.
No problem. Once again, this is Frodo Centers and my co-host Lady D with our guest for tonight, Leroy Cobb. I'm gonna say good night for you all, man. Good night and good. Good evening, something like that. Later.
Whatever time zone you're in, whatever. Good night. Good
evening.
Yeah,
whatever you are.
Have a good night.